Misty Herbstritt, mother of three, shudders when asked what comes to mind when she hears the word lice. It seems the question brings back her recent experience combating the annoying insects.
No, not us! It's kind of one of those deep, dark, dirty secrets.
Although head lice do not carry disease, there is a social stigma attached, and humans have a strong desire to remove the pests. Traditional over-the-counter treatments, however, are becoming problematic because lice have developed resistance to the very poisons that have been used to kill them.
An updated report was published, and 98% of head lice in the United States now carry gene mutations for pesticide resistance.
That's the CEO of Lice Clinics of America, Claire Roberts.
Almost all of the head lice cannot be killed with these traditional over-the-counter pesticide shampoos.
Lice Clinics of America use a non-chemical-based approach to treat lice. The technology, developed at the University of Utah, uses heated air to dehydrate and kill the insects.
The secret sauce is in that this heated air needs to be just the right temperature and just the right airflow, and deliver this heated air right underneath the hair next to the scalp.
The device itself might remind people of a large hair dryer.
So a traditional hair dryer doesn't work because you're blowing air on top of the hair, and that just mats it down and actually protects those eggs. And also hair dryers, you burn your head.
Herbstritt, the mom of three, who recently battled lice, initially purchased a traditional over-the-counter treatment, but after reading the product instructions, was concerned about using the chemical remedy on her daughter and wasn't even sure it would work. She decided to visit a Lice Clinic of America in Utah for the dehydration treatment.
To have a place that you can go to where you can walk in and they're like, oh my gosh, cool, you got lice, let's take care of it, versus, ew, stay away, was very nice. It's going to happen to most people. It's part of having kids. It's part of being alive.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.